This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. Our top stories first. Board examination of grade 12 begins from today across the nation. Kathmandu Valley reports nearly 38% less human casualties from traffic accidents. And China launches a mission to retrieve rock samples from the moon. Now, the news in detail. The board examination of grade 12 has begun from today across the nation amid the coronavirus pandemic. Secretary at the Ministry of Education, Science and Technology, Gopinath Mainali, said all preparations were made to administer grade 12 examination by adopting health safety protocol. Secretary Mainali clarified that the next arrangement would be made to the students failing to sit in the examination owing to the coronavirus infection. The National Examination Board has stated that 432,500 examinees are sitting in the examination. The External Affairs Secretary of India, Harshvardhan Shringla, is arriving Nepal on the 26th of November for a two-day visit. Indian External Affairs Secretary Shringla is visiting Nepal at the invitation of his Nepali counterpart Bharat Raj Paudel. Releasing a statement yesterday, Nepal's Ministry of Foreign Affairs said the visit was a continuation of high-level exchange visit between Nepal and India. On the first day of his visit, Shringla is scheduled to participate in the Foreign Secretary-level meeting between Nepal and India. The meeting is expected to dwell on various aspects of bilateral ties between the two countries. Human casualties resulting from the traffic accidents have decreased nearly 38% in the Kathmandu Valley in the recent period. Metropolitan Traffic Police Division, MTPD, said that 254 people had died and 241 had sustained injuries in the traffic accidents in the fiscal year 2018-19, whereas 152 people died and 85 were injured in the traffic accidents in the fiscal year 2019-20. The division has attributed the decline in traffic accidents to the various programs, including the road safety program adopted in traffic management and the less number of vehicular movement on the road due to risk of COVID-19. One person has died from coronavirus infection in Banke district. District Health Office, Banke's corona focal person, Naresh Trester, said a 78-year-old man of Nobaini Rural Municipality 6 in Pyuthan died while undergoing treatment in Veri Hospital, Nepalganj. Similarly, 28 corona-infected persons who were undergoing treatment at different isolation wards in Banke district have returned home following successful health recovery. District Health Office, Banke's corona focal person, Naresh Shrestha, said 15 men and 13 women have returned home after recovery. With this, the total number of recoveries in Banke district has reached 3,558. A dead body of a 6-year-old girl who was missing on Sunday has been found in Bardiwas Municipality 14 of Mahottari District. According to Deputy Superintendent of Police, Rajan Chapagai of the Area Police Office, Bardiwas, body of Gulab Shah Khatun, daughter of Shahid Alam, was found in a sack. A youth had been arrested on the charge of her murder. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. Donald Trump has accepted a formal U.S. transition should begin for President-elect Joe Biden to take office. The president said the federal agency overseeing the handover must do what needs to be done, even as he vowed to keep the contesting his election defeat. The General Services Administration, GSA, said it was acknowledging Mr. Biden as the apparent winner. It came as Mr. Biden's victory in the state of Michigan was officially certified a major blow to Mr. Trump. China has launched a mission to try to retrieve rock samples from the moon. Its robotic Chang'e 5 spacecraft departed the Wenchang launch complex on Long March 5 rocket early on Tuesday morning, local time, and if successful, should return to the Earth in mid-December. It's more than 40 years since the Americans and the Soviets brought home lunar rock and soil for analysis. China aims to be the only third country to achieve this feat, which will be an extremely complex endeavor. It's multi-step process that involves an orbiter, a lander, ascender, and finally a return component that uses a capsule to survive a fast and hot entry to Earth atmosphere at the end of the mission. Qantas Airlines says international air travelers will in future need to prove they have been vaccinated against COVID-19 in order to board Qantas flights. The Australian flag carrier's boss, Alan Joyce, said the move would be necessity when vaccines are available. Australia shut down its international borders early in the pandemic and required those returning to quarantine. The country has more recently relied on lockdowns, widespread testing and aggressive contact tracing to push daily infection into nationwide close to zero. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news from Radio Nepal. Before wrapping up, top stories once again. Board examination of grade 12 begins from today across the nation. Kathmandu Valley reports nearly 38% less human casualties from traffic accidents, and China launches a mission to retrieve rock samples from the moon. Well, that's the end of this news from Radio Nepal. Please also log on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English will be at 8 in the evening. Till then, stay tuned and have a good day.
सुन्नुभयो दिउँसो 2 बजेको अंग्रेजीमा समाचार हामी रेडियो नेपालबाट बोलिरहेका छौं।